Gemara Erubin
has been sponsored by Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife Celia for their success, for their children's success, health, happiness, beracha, parnasa, v'atzlacha, bechol ma'aseh yedehem.
Daf kuf he.
We're trying to discuss over here the subject of a sheretz. Comes out, we have a machloket. Can you bring a sheretz? I can. You, of course, nobody would want to bring a sheretz in the Beit HaMikdash. But the question is, are you hayav if you bring a sheretz, which is tameh, into the Beit HaMikdash area or not? One shita says you hayav. One says you patu. So get what I want to say. Three lines on the bottom. Ela kahane tanae. We want to make that machloket is dependent on the following machloket of tanaim. Ditnan mehechan motziin oto. We learned in our Mishnah if they found the sheretz in the Beit HaMikdash on Shabbat. So now the Mishnah gives you a machloket between two tanaim. The Tanaim are Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas and Rabbi Akiba. Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas said, you take it if you find it in the Hechal, or if you find it in the Ulam, or next to the Mizbeach. But if you find it in the Azara, you leave it there. You don't have to, you don't take it out until, we're not going to waive the laws of Mukseh on Shabbat. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no, even in the Azara, we waive the laws of Mukseh, take it out. So comes the Gemara and says, Me'echan motzi'in oto, ma'ila be'aka me'palge. Must be that this is the source of the Mahloka. Demand amar me'azara lo. The opinion that says you don't take it out of the Azara, meaning Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, kasabar hamachnis sheretz le'migdash patur. He must hold that if you bring the sheretz in the Migdash, you're really patur. Therefore, leave it in the Azara. We're not going to waive the law of Mukseh in the Azara itself. Wait till after Shabbat. Also, why do we waive it in the Ulam and the Hechal? Because that's already in the inner chamber. Kavod the Migdash, that's we'll move it. Uman damar mikul Azara, and the opinion that says that no, even when it's in the Azara, you remove it, meaning even on Shabbat we waive the laws of Mukseh, Kasabar, Hayav. They must hold what? Sabi Akiba, that you Hayav if you bring it in the Azara. Therefore, on Shabbat, get rid of it. Comes the Gemara and says, no. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Tap Rashi, Le'inyan Iyule Kule Alma Mechnis Sheres Hayav. Really, I'll tell you, everybody holds if you bring a Sheres in the Beit HaMikdash, you're indeed Hayav. The machloket in the Mishnah was what? If it's there already, can you be motziyat on Shabbat? And from where can you be motziyat? That's a different subject. The machloket is on how they learn a pasuk. What's the pasuk? So the pasuk comes from Divrei Hayamim. Aba Rabbi Yohanan Ushne Mikra Echad Darshu. And they both learned their law from the same pasuk. It says, ויבואו הכהנים לפנימה בית השם לטהר ויוציאו את כל הטומאה אשר מצאו בהיכל השם לחצר בית השם ויקבלו הלוויים להוציא לנחל קדרון חוצה. Let's review the history of this pasuk. King Hezekiah, when he became king, he needed to get rid of all the Avodah Zarah that his father Ahaz put in the Beit HaMikdash. Now, according to the law, Avodah Zarah has a din of Tum'ah. Now the way Hezekiah did it was, he commanded the Kohanim to take out the Avodah Zarah that was in the inner chambers, the Echal and the area next to the Mizbayah, and when it came to the Azara area, he told the Leviim to get rid of the Avodah Zarah. So based on this Pasuk, this is going to be the source for Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas. What's his proof going to be? He's going to say like this, why did Hezekiah Melech specifically tell the Leviim to take it from the Azara? How come he didn't just tell the Kohanim, just like they were getting Tameh, by taking out the Avodah Zarah from the inner chambers? Let them finish the job. Let them take it out from the Azara as well. Ela must be that you see that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas, the Azara is not the same Kiddusha, and therefore, that's why we didn't want the Kohanim to become Tameh for the Azara area. That's why he holds, if you find a sheretz on Shabbat in the Azara area, we're not going to waive the laws of Mukseh. Leave it there. Again, his proof is from the way Hezekiah said, you know what? Why should we let a Kohen become Tamir for the Azara? Leviim have no problem to become Tamir. You know what? Let Leviim do it. From the fact that if it was considered a situation where the Azara was considered Hashuv, let's say enough, we would let the Kohanim become Tamir. From the fact that we only let the Leviim become Tameh, so therefore he learns from their what? that the Azara, we're not going to waive the law of Mukseh on Shabbat. Let's read that inside. After the Pasuk, Mor Sabar, this is Rabbi Shimon, from the fact that they made the Levi'im take it out from the Azara, Tum'ah b'Azara Leka, must be that what? That the Tum'ah and the Azara per se, there's no Tum'ah and the Azara. So just like there's no Tum'ah and the Azara, so therefore, on Shabbat as well, we're not going to be mekel to on the mukseh. Let's read Rashi. Let's read Rashi on the fourth line. Vekabelu alvim lotzi misham lenachal kedron. Aval kohanim achirim lo mitameim. Other kohanim will not be able to mitameh by the azara. Fapish yusirichim narashim arbe elu motzi min haechal laazara. The kohanim took out the avodah zarah from the hechal to the azara, the elu misham vilachutz, and from the azara outward to the nachal kedron where they threw it into the river there, leviimu demitameim velo kohanim. Ben anas sabar ben anas holds midishtane tumat azara mikohanim leviim. Remember the fact that you switched from kohanim to leviim. Shma mina hecha diita beazara, that if you find a sheretz in the azara on Shabbat, lo mafkina lebaavera, we're not going to let you wave the mukseh. Ela meadrinan ahetera, which means, for example, in this case over here, we're looking for a heter way to do it. What's the heter way to get rid of this avodah zarah from the azara? Let somebody go in there that is not mitameh. Who's that somebody? A Levi. So just like you see, we didn't waive a law of tum'ah l'inyan avodah zarah, so too b'Shabbat nameh lo da'in and shemut. For Shabbat itself, we're also not going to waive a mukseh. Now, umor sabar, back to Gemara, this is Rabbi Akiva. Ad hecha delo efshar belviim mafke kohanim, which means the levim are not allowed to go into the inner chambers. So therefore, in the inner chambers, we have no choice but to allow the kohanim to take the avodah zarah, and they're going to become tameh. But you have no choice. However, hashda de efshar belviim. But once you get to the azara, now already levim can enter the azara. Tulo mitame'e kohanim. Why should we mitame'e kohanim for no reason if we could do it with Levi'im? But that's no proof that on Shabbat, if you find the sheretz in the Hazara, that the Kohen is not allowed to take it out. Otherwise, on Shabbat, let him take it out. We'll waive the mukseh. Just because you use Levi'im does not show us that the Hazara is lower. Adrabah, we're not going to be mitame'e Kohen if we don't have to. So that she says, as he says, tum'a b'chazara leta, kelomar hechad ita hatam lo hamir ekolai, velo efshar b'echal, which is in the echal, lo ay le'levim. Levim cannot go into the echal. Ta'afilu kohanim asid l'me'al en la'avodah. Even the kohanim can only go in for certain times. It says, v'al yevo b'cholet l'akodeh, zeh echal mebet l'parokat, zeh lefnay v'lefnim. Tu lo metame'in l'kohanim. So we're not going to be metame'in l'kohanim anymore, shari efshar b'levim, aval l'shehuye ad urta lo. But I'm not going to let the sheret stay in the Beit HaMikdash till Motzei Shabbat. Therefore, let the Kohanim take it out with their belt, like the Gemara said. Okay. Comes the Gemara and says, Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Braita. Hakol nichnasim b'hechal libnot. Anybody can go into the Hechal of the Beit HaMikdash to build construction. I'd say the Beit HaMikdash needs some handiwork. So what? Anybody can go into the inner chamber, libnot, letaken, to make different fixings. Ulotzi et atumah, or for that matter, if something's tameh in there. However, umitzvah bekohanim. Who gets first rights? The first rights for these zechuyot, we'll call them, is the kohanim. Imen sham kohanim, niklasim neviim. No kohanim, give it to the Levi'im. En sham Levi'im, nichnasim Yisraelim. Ve'idi ve'idi tehorin in teme'in lo. And only tehorin people. So again, the order is kohanim, Levi'im, then Yisraelim. All tahor people. We do not allow any of these groups of tameh in this area to make tikkunim, fixing, etc. Amar Avuna, Rav Kahana, who was a Kohen, incidentally, that's why they called him Kahana. Misayah Kahane. He stuck up for the Kohanim. How? Detane Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, Mitok Shene'emar Ach Ela Parochet Lo Yavo. The Torah tells us that one is not allowed to go into the inner areas by the Parochet. Right? That's the inner areas of the Beit HaMikdash. So when it says Ach, Ach always limits. Ach always minimizes. So he comes along and he says, Ach el ha-parochet lo yavoh, yachol, lo yu kohanim ba'ale mumim nechnasim ben ha'olam ve'lamizbeah, la'asot tekoe pachim? Are you telling me that a Kohen that has a blemish, has a ba'al mum, whatever the blemish is, are you telling me that he would not be allowed to go into the inner area next to the Mizbeah in order to make the pieces of gold that they used to, sheets of gold they used to make, where they used to line the walls of the Kodesh, Kodeshim. It was lined in gold. So the question is, is a Kohen ba'al mum, he's the candy man, he's the goldsmith, is he allowed to go in to that holy area, even though he has a mum, in order to make the gold sheets? Gemara says he can. Tamud lomar, ach. What is the dirashav ach? Halek, which means make a difference. Which means ach is coming to say that what? That there's certain times somebody can go into the Kodesh, even though he is a ba'al mum. Mitzvah betimimim. Yeah. The mitzvah is what? Lechatayla, somebody that's shalem, that's not a ba'al mum. En sham temimim? Hey, you don't have somebody that's tamim? Nechnasim ba'al mumim. However, mitzvah b'tehorim. Lechatayla, you try to send somebody in that is tahor. En sham tehorim? Nechnasim temim. Next level, no tehorim, you can send in temim. Idi v'idi, kohanim im yisraelim lo. Oh, so that's kanaz ma'amir. Meaning he's making for the Kohanim. He says, listen, for these jobs over here, you're only letting Kohanim going in. And we're even going to let Kohanim ba'ale mumim. You try to make them tahor, but even if they are tameh, they can go in as well. But Yisraelim, no. Now before we go further, when it says ach in the pasuk, ach is saying that the Kohanim are not allowed to go into the Kodesh area, right? If they, let's say, to do milak, to do service, okay. Right? Ba'al mum. Can a ba'al mum go in and do service in the holy air? Of course not. But the ach always comes and minimizes, meaning only for in a certain case they cannot go in, but in another case they can. Meaning to do work, they'll be able to go in. What type of work? Gold work. So again, when the Torah said they can't go in, that was only referring to Avodah, meaning Korbanot, because they're Ba'al Mum. But when it says Ach, only in that case, implying in another case, for example, to do handiwork, the gold work, Mutar. So now let's get the Mahlok between the Braita and the Afkana. The first opinion said Kohanim first, even Levim, even Yisraelim. But what? Only Tehorim and not Tamim. Rav Kana comes along and says, oh, first of all, only Kohanim can go in and do this. The Hadush is even Ba'ale Mumim, Tehorim first, if not Tehorim, even Tamim. Now the Gemara asks the question. Gemara says, second wide line, Iba'ilehu. Tameh, you have a Kohen that's Shalim, no blemishes, but he's Tameh. Ba'al mum. Or you have a Kohen that's Tahor, but he has a Ba'al mum. Ezu mehin nichnas. Which guy goes in to do the job? She's only got two guys, that's your choices. Do you take the Tahor guy that has a mum, or do you take the Tameh Kohen that's Shalem? There's a question. So Gemara says, Rav Haya bar Ashe Amar Rav Tameh nichnas. You opt for the Tameh Shalem to go in. Why? Because we do find that a Kohen Tameh can bring Korban sometimes. When?
Sibur.
Exactly. When Rov of the Sibur is Tameh, Halakha says the Kohen who is Tameh, it's permissible for him to bring Korbanot Sibur. So therefore, since we have a case where a Kohen Tameh can go into the holy areas, so therefore in this case, it's between a Tameh and a Ba'al Mum, give it to Tameh, because sometimes even a Tameh can bring a Korban in that stage. Rabbi Elazar looks at it differently. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ba'al Mum Nichnas. Give it to the Ba'al Mum. Why? Deha Ishtiri Ba'achilat Kodashim. Because a Ba'al Mum is able to eat kodashim, because he's tahor. Which means the tamega that's bringing the korban, he can't eat korbanot. So therefore the ba'al mum has an advantage over the tameh. What's the advantage of the ba'al mum? He's able to eat kodashim. So therefore, he says, let the ba'al mum in. So we have a machloket in that case over there. Who gets the advantage to go into the hechal to do these jobs? Now, that she just brings you to pesukim. How do you know that if Rov of the Simur is tameh, then the kohen, who's tameh, can bring the korban tameh? The pasuk says bemo'ado, that you bring it in its time, under all circumstances, even betumah. Okay? And he brings the pasuk, how do you know a ba'al mum can eat the kodashim? It's a pasuk in the Torah. Good. Comes the Gemara and continues. We get to the end of the Mishnah. If you remember the end of our Mishnah, there was a cryptic line from Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah is right on Kuf Dalet Amud Bet, so you can refer to it. The last line of the Mishnah said, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Makom shehetiru lecha hachamim, the place that the rabbis were lenient for you, mishilcha natnu. They gave it from yours, from your own. Mishilcha natnu lecha. They gave you your own. Shelo etiru lecha ena mishum shevut. Because they did not allow something only that is shevut. What is he talking about? It's a cryptic statement. So the Gemara is going to tell us, it's not related necessarily to a din in this Mishnah. It's related to something we learned many dapim ago on Daf Nun Bet. Let's review it outside. If you remember when we were learning the laws of Tchum, so we said, let's say you have a person that going into Shabbat, he was outside the city, and he was 2,001 amah away from the city. So there the Mishnah said, well, going into Shabbat, he's got 2,000 amah. He's one amah short of the city. Sorry. No, the Mishnah said, according to one opinion, you're one amah shy of the city, you're stuck. Rabbi Shimon came along and said, you're okay, let him go in the city. Why? Because the surveyors, when they put the markers of where the tomb is, they don't put an accurate shiur. They don't put it at the 2,000 point. They put it a little less. They put the marker at like 15 amot short. And therefore they're putting the marker, let's say, 1985 amot. So technically, for the guys who know, you do have 15 more amot from the pole. So therefore, this guy over here, he's looking at the pole, right? He's one amah away from the pole. Doesn't matter. He's still within 2,000 amot of the city. So that's what Rabbi Shimon in this Mishnah was reacting to an opinion that was on Daf Nun Bet. When the rabbis came along and said what? If you're one amah shy of the city, you're stuck, you can't go into the city. Rabbi Shimon says no. Look at the Lashon of the Mishnah now, you see how beautiful it fits in. Rabbi Shimon says like this, Makom she'etiru lecha hachamim, the area that the rabbis are allowing you to walk, meaning into the city, mishilcha natnu lecha, it's yours. Which means, don't think when I allowed you to go into the city, I'm a mekel in Ilchot Shabbat. And I'm just telling you, forget about home, just walk wherever you want. No, it's yours. We're not giving you anything. You own those 15 amot. They belong to you in the first place. It's just that the surveyors put the mark a little short, so therefore, he says, I'm not being lenient even. This is, it belongs to you from the inception. Now, Rashi's going to tell us, if you remember, we learned this earlier, there's two reasons why the surveyors put it short. We'll read it in the Rashi inside. It's either we're worried about the surveyors themselves, right? That the surveyors themselves might not put it in the accurate spot when they're measuring the 2,000. So to protect themselves, they always put it short so they're covered. You know, because if they don't measure correctly, they can end up putting it beyond the shiur. Now you're going to makshil the whole city. So therefore, they have insurance. To protect themselves, they always make sure to put it in so they're safe. Another interpretation is to protect the people. Because people that are traveling, let's say, back and forth from their tomb, it's quite possible, if they put it right at the border, a guy will, you know, take a tiptoe one step outside, Then he walked out of the tomb. So they know the nature of people. You know, the people, they're not paying attention. They might just walk past the border. So what do? They put it a little early. So even if a guy walks 5, 6, 7 amot away, he didn't make any sud. Okay, now let's read all that inside. Comes again what Ran says. Rabbi Shimon Hechakai. Rabbi Shimon in this Mishnah, where's he coming from? Where's he coming with this? Makom Shetiru Dekam Mishalchai Etiru. Hatam Kae. Oh, he's coming from over there. Netnan, because we learned, again, a dafnun bet, mi shi'ashi chutz l'tchum. Right, the guy found himself going into Shabbat outside the tchum. Afilu amma achat. Even if he's one amma shy of the city, lo yikanes. That's tanakama. The bishimon omer, afilu hamesh esra amma yikanes. You got up to 15 amot leeway, and you can still go in the city. Why? Because the surveyors, they don't place the markers in the exact spot. Why? Because of the to'im. Either the surveyors that are to'im, or the people that are to'im. Let's just read that inside, please. She's on the third wide line. They're worried about themselves, the surveyors. Maybe they'll make an error. That's why they always make it short. The tchum didn't reach yet. Which is he's within, because he has that 15 amma leeway. Now, lishna acharina, another interpretation, mipnei ha-to'in, that's the people of the city, shishuchin v'yotzin v'hozin v'nichnasin. These are the guys that are going back and forth. Lefichach mekatslina modedin et ha-tchum ha-siman u'matzimim betochnum she'in yatza lo avid esura. Because we're worried the guy might go beyond it, and we're protecting him. He didn't make any suit. I mean, the guy comes back from the city, he's all nervous. Oh, I walked beyond the border. Don't worry about it. We gave you 15 amma. You didn't know it, but we gave it. It's built in. Good. So comes the Gemara and says like this now. The Ka'amar Tanakama lo yikanes. That which Tanakama said on Nun Bet, lo yikanes la'ir. Over here, Rabbi Shimon says, Va'amar Rabbi Shimon, yikanes. He can go in. Now, again, the question is, why here? I mean, how come he didn't react 50 dapim ago? Why does he have to tell me now at the end of the mazikat? So the Gemara is going to tell us the connection. Shelo etiru lecha ela mishum shevut. And then he comes along and says another statement. You should know, they were only matir things in the Mikdash that are on the rabbinic level. Shevut etiru b'mikdash. Who's talking about shevut b'mikdash over here? So comes the Gemara and says, again, where are you coming from on this statement, Rabbi Shimon? Gemara says, Hatam Ka'e. He's coming from a previous Mishnah in this Perek. The Kamar Tanakama Koshra. If you remember, we learned in the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah Yot, Bet HaMikdash, on Shabbat, Levi'im have their violins. On Shabbat, the string snaps. Okay, what's the deen? The Mishnah said koshra. You're able to actually make a knot. Now, even though a knot is an av milacha, if you remember, we said we're following the opinion of hachamim that hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says makshire mitzvah duchin Shabbat, even in the deoraita. And therefore, what the Mishnah said koshra, make a regular full fledged knot, no problem. On that, Rabbi Shimon said, no. Don't make a knot. You can only make a bow. You can only make an aniba. So again, Ramad Rabbi Shimon onba aniba. So no, Tanakama, I argue with you. You say you can make a keshira. I say no. You can only do an aniba. Why? Delo ateli de hayuf hatat sharule rabbanan. Because aniba is not isur de oraita. You cannot come to an Ishud Doraita when you make a bow. So therefore, in Shvut B'Mikdash, I'll allow it. However, but Keshira, that you could come to a Hayuf Hatat when you make a Keshira, lo Sharu L'Rabbanan. And therefore, this is the answer or the response to the Rabbi Shimon to the violent case. The violent case, Hachamim said what? Koshro b'keshida. Rabbi Shimon says, no, lo etiru ela shvut. Meaning what? I'll only allow you to make a bow. Now we're still wondering why these two statements with the late reaction at the end of our Mishnah. So let's read the last lesson here. Koshra binimat kinor, but the string of the violin shenifseka upalig Rabbi Shimon beamar bebaraita, and we learned that baraita above as well on ba. There he said what? Only make a bow. The amar hacha ta'amal lemilta, and over here he explains the reason. Upalig atala de le'el beamar, and he says lo etiru bemigdash ela shvut. So it comes that Rabbi Shimon in this last statement is arguing on two things. Right? The first case is arguing on the deen when the guy is machshik away from the tchum. And the second case is arguing by the violin string. And now we see the connection between the statements. V'haki kama Rabbi Shimon atana kama. Afal pi shekalti b'machshik chutz latchum. Even though I was mekel, when the guy's outside the tomb, I let him even be 15 amot away, and he still can go in. Mahmir ani binimat kinor. Don't think just because I was leaning over there, so then I was leaning on everything, right? When it comes to the violin string, I'm mahmir. You know why? He says, dehata mishilcha natnu lecha. Because over there, I'm not being lenient. It's already yours. You own those 15 amot, because the surveyors are not precise. Aval kan lo etiru ila shvut. But here, when it came to the Beit HaMikdash, they only were matir shvutim. And therefore, it's a doraita if you make a kishira. So therefore, don't say, Rabbi Shimon's the mekel, he lets you walk into the city. For sure he's going to let you make a dot. No, different sevarot working. In the Beit HaMikdash, we gave it to you. Why? We didn't give you anything. We're giving you what belongs to you. Not in the Beit HaMikdash, in the tomb. We're not giving you anything. We're giving you what belongs to you. So therefore, we can be mekel. But over here, in the Beit HaMikdash, we only allow shvut. And since we only allow shvut, only an adiba will be permissible, but not a kishira. That she kishira de'at yalidechayuv chatat b'medina. Which means, the way the Bishamon is saying, really I agree with you. It's the way we learned above also. Really I agree with you. And I hold like the Bidah Ezer as well. That really a makshireh mitzvah should be permissible on Shabbat. And then technically it should be permissible to Beit HaMikdash to also make a kishira. It should be permissible even a kishira. So why was he mahmir only ariba? Gezerah. Gezerah to where? If I let you do it in the Mikdash, you might do it in the Medina. And in the Medina, you don't have it there. Because in the Medina, there's no Hekshir Mitzvah. The only Hekshir Mitzvah is the violin of the Levim in the Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, he's saying like this, by allowing an Aniva in the Beit HaMikdash, where are you going to come to Isur?
Nothing.
You might come to do it in the Medina. So what? Sudra Banan. That's the worst that can come out of it. However, if I'm going to allow you to do a Kishira in the Beit HaMikdash, even though it should be permissible according to Bishon, because he also holds Makshine Mitzvah Duhin, even by an Av Melacha. But what, if I allow you to do it here, you might come to do it where you're not allowed. Hayuf Hatat where? In the Medina, which is not Hekshir Mitzvah. So therefore he is Mahmir in that case. Hadran Halach Motzeh Tefillin Veshlika La Masechet Erubin. Hadran Halach Masechet Erubin Vadrach Alan Datan Halach Masechet Erubin Vedatak Alan Lan Nishemina Masechet Erubin Lan Nishemina Laba Amadim Laba Amadate Hadran Halach Masechet Erubin Vadrach Alan Datak Alan Masechet Erubin Vedatak Alan Lan Nishemina מסכת רובין ועוד נשם מן הלבא מהדם ולבא מהדתה הדרן עלך מסכת רובין והדרך עלן הדן עלך מסכת רובין ודתך עלן לד נשם מנך מסכת רובין ועד נשם מנך לבא מהדן ולבא מהדתה ירסו מבריק אדומה אלוהינו אבותינו שתהיה תועדכם מועתנו בעולם הזה תעמם בבא חיינה בר בפא רמי בר בפא נחמן בר בפא חי בר בפא באמורי בר בפא נפרם בר בפא רכיש בר בפא סולחה בר בפא דבר בפא דרו בר בפא ועלב אלוהינו דבר בפינו תראות המחיים תשאר ועיניהו כולנו אנחנו ססענו ססע המחיים is a kodesh shemecha lo tevatecha moibayt hakem shvotecha ki olam ili ilibitem mechokecha manu nebosh leolam noshkach pekodecha ki bam chayitah baruch atah adonai lamdeni chokecha amen 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 selah v'ayed modim anachot v'chad v'ayim v'avotenu ששמת חלקים משמעים את המדרש לא שמת חלקים משמעים כדענות שאנו משכים ומשכים אנו משכים לתורה ומשכים לרים בטלים אנו עמדים ומעמדים אנו עמדים כמסחר אנו נעצים ומנעצים אנו עמדים חיים עוד הבא הם עשו בשחת שלמה ואתם תורידנו בשחת אנשי דברים ומה יחוזו ימיהם ואני מדוע יחזו מחד ואין ומאבותינו שכשם שעזרתנו לסיים מסכת הרובין כן תחזרנו את החיים מסכתות ספרים אחרים סיימם ללמוד למש ולעשות קיים כל בית עודך באהבה זכות כל תנאים המוראים תמידי החיימים יעמוד לנו וזרענו שלא ימוס תורה מפינו פי זרענו וזה לזרענו עד עולם תקיים בנו בתהליכך תנחי אותך בשוכמך תשמור עליך והקיצותה היא תשיחיך כי בי ירבו ימיך יוסיף לך שעות חיים אורך ימים במינה ושמאלה חוץ וכבוד אמר יעוזם הוא ייתן אללה יברך את עמו בשלום קדיש על ישראל רבי חנן בקשה אומר שלום ברוך השם כל ישראל לפי כך דבר נצלם אמרנו החפש למד שתחיל את תורה וידיר